Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an Associate Professor of Homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne lives in Atlanta now, and her preaching is entitled, There is a Thisness to These Days.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of Most High God? I adjure you, by God, do not torment me." He had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of this man." He asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from that territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." And he let them. And the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea where they were drowned. The swineherds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside, and people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by legion, sitting there clothed and in his right mind. I had only just joined the Zoom room when another woman entered, dignified, articulate, very angry. "We need to tell the truth about this," she said. "No more covering this up. We need to get this all out on the table. This is so, so wrong." Even though we were on Zoom, my first inclination was to duck underneath the table. And then I realized that the other people on the call were looking at me, and I remembered, "Oh yes, Anne, it is because you are the person they have hired to mediate this conversation. They're waiting for you to say something." And so after a couple seconds, still unsure of where to begin, I asked her, "Can you tell me about this that we need to be talking about?" She paused for a moment, and then she named the particular presenting situation, the one I had been brought on to facilitate conversation about. But this was so much more than that, because the presenting situation was only one of so, so many situations in her life tangled in an amorphous web of situations involving racism and gender discrimination and sexual abuse and lying and cover-up and abuse of power. Her grief and frustration were legion. "Jesus," I thought, "where should we go from here?" New day, new hour, new woman steps into new Zoom room. We light a candle, say a prayer, and when I look up, she has tears in her eye. "I don't know if I can do this anymore," she said. "This has all gotten so complicated. This is beyond me." She is competent and experienced, more than 20 years in the field of education and administration. It hurts to see her so distressed, and it's hard to know how to respond. So, struggling for the right words, I ask, "Can you tell me about this that has become so complicated?" "It's COVID and testing and racial tensions among students and political polarizations and old-time faculty entrenched in their ways and the urgent cries within the community for change. The number of strands tangled in the situation were legion." "Jesus," I thought, "where should we go from here?" Should I go on? Because I could. These are only two of the somewhere around 30 conversations I've been part of involving thisness this week. But no, instead, I'm going to go sailing with the Lord across the Sea of Galilee to the land of the Gerasenes, which I'll admit is odd because the town of Gerasa is 30 kilometers inland. So maybe we're not really traveling to Gerasa, but to the effects of something that happened in Gerasa around Jesus' time, which is that the Roman army swept into the town and slaughtered 1,000 of its men and boys to squelch any impulse toward revolt in the empire of the day. The devastation experienced was maddening in every sense of the word, which is perhaps why the first Gerasene we meet upon disembarking from the boat is raging, roaming among the dead, cut off from the living. And it is a frightening thing to be charged at by a man in such obvious distress. I want to hide within the boat, but Jesus steps forward and asks his name. I'm not sure why he does this because it's so obvious by now, isn't it? It's legion. Everything in his whole identity has been lost to the thisness of his time. A life shattered by the Roman forces and all that their presence entailed for the people in these far reaches of the empire. The violence, the lack of freedom, the rape of women, the disrespect for moral norms, the excessive taxation, the corruption, the disparities baked into the law distinguishing between citizens and those who were not. Jesus, I say to him, where are you going to go from here? Because this is no simple situation. The tentacles of legion strangle every aspect of life here. But Jesus is even more powerful than legion, more mighty than the amorphous, omnipresent thisness of his time, which in this case was the Romans. Jesus liberates the man from the tangle of traumas that bind him when chains could not by sending legion into not one, but 2,000 pigs, the boar being a common symbol for the Roman militia, who then run headlong into the Sea of Galilee with a splash and sink down, down below the waters until they are no more. If this does not remind you of the book of Exodus and Pharaoh's Egyptian army drowning in the Red Sea, well, it should. God's people are meant to be free. Which makes me wonder what would happen if we were to charge toward Jesus today with our thisness, what would he do? I don't know. Perhaps best to keep your pets locked in the basement as you pray with this text today. But I do know that the God who had the power to set the Israelites free from Pharaoh, the Christ who had the power to set the man from Gerasa free from the oppression of Rome, is the same God, the same Christ, who has the power to set us free of legion today. And indeed wants to do so. There is no this that is beyond Christ's power. No matter how amorphous, no matter how hard to name, how hard to pin down, that is what the Gospel of Mark wants us to know in our own tangled times. And so bow your head in prayer and confront the Lord head on with all that troubles you. Jesus knows where to go from here.